Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Hello, and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Myself, Jake Storielli, Big Baby David Mendelson on the ones and twos and threes, actually. Jommer catching up on some stuff. We had a huge weekend of cricket, blitzball extravaganza that you guys will be seeing soon enough. But for now, we are talking Yankees. Orioles, big night in New York. Rangers play a big game four, so there's going to be some of that. We won't be talking about it here. A little FYI, BBD went to the game yesterday. He got the over-under, right?
Yeah.
I will be going to the game today. Supposedly pretty decent seats, so I'll do my best to impact the game any way I can. Thank you guys for joining us. Man, weird lineup yesterday. We were getting a lot of news during the pregame show that took away from us telling you the lineup, doing the pitching path to victory, doing the homer draft, doing the over-under, what to watch for early on, and some premonitions, because that's what we will be doing today. Today's lineup is third baseman DJ LeMahieu. Batting leadoff, we like that. Right fielder Aaron Judge hitting second, we love it. Rizzo playing first, hitting third, we love that. DHing Stanton, cleaning up, love, more love. Second baseman Torres hitting fifth, all right, make that work. Center fielder Hicks hitting sixth, yee. Left fielder Miguel Andujar, how about it, get to the chopper. He is batting seventh. Kiner Falefa playing short and hitting eighth. And Jose Trevino catching and hitting last. Initial looks, this lineup does take a jump up from yesterday. DJ sat just due to rest, which in hindsight I completely hate. I feel like I didn't say that yesterday, but look what's going on with COVID stuff. Like,
it's hard. Like yesterday, it just... It somehow was just a thing that was hard to notice. It was the DJ just being rested part of.
Yeah, and
the
like
day.
You're gonna accidentally stumble into some rest days between COVID and injuries and stuff like that. So yeah, that was just a little bizarre that they still stayed with it, but that's what the Yankees do. Gleyber slides down a spot. Andujar is in the lineup, which hey, he is an exciting bat, if nothing else. We just don't know what level of exciting. The defense will be interesting today with him in left and Hicksy in center. So we will see whatever that looks like. Crazy game from Judge yesterday. Sucks we couldn't celebrate that more because the game ended on kind of a sad note. Gerrit Cole's big performance. We will be talking about a lot of that on tomorrow's Talking Yanks recap episode to end this Orioles series. Jordan Montgomery on the bump tonight for the Yankees. BBD, what do you see? What do you like? What do you know? What do you love?
Hard for my eyes not to gravitate towards Miguel Andujar being in this game. I mean, both sides of the ball, interested. Because I know he's been crushing AAA with the bat. Not a surprise.
Yeah.
Because he's a better hitter than that level can provide. And yeah, it's just one of the new faces in the lineup today.
Yeah, I guess we can talk about Andujar a little bit. Obviously, Yankee fans are super familiar with him. There was a point during last season when the Yankees did not hit at all that I was asking for Miguel Andujar, and he actually put together a decent little streak there. Last year, he had a 10-game streak where he was 294, 351, a 763 OPS. I mean, not world-beating, but pretty good baseball, above average, 294, 351. Interested to see what he looks like. You know, it looks like there's going to be some playing time to be had in the coming weeks. We just got Chapman news that it looks like they're going to put him on the IL tomorrow, probably for J.P. Sears before his start. Between the COVID stuff and injuries, and I think the Yankees are trying to navigate the system a little bit before this big Rays road series. Man, some funny stuff going on in Yankee land. And kind of a big start for Monty. Jordan Montgomery gets the pill. Monty, he has a 3.35 ERA and 8 starts, which actually has him as the low man for the Yankees right now in their rotation. Boy, could he use a big one. He's been lining up for that anyways. In the month of May, he's been 4 starts to the tune of a 3.98 ERA. 5 innings, 2, 6, 2, 4.1, 2, and then 5-3 versus Baltimore, his last start. So Baltimore season back-to-back. Baltimore's lineup in that top 5 or 6 is really good. Monty hasn't thrown over 86 pitches this year.
Yeah. And he also gets the least leash.
Right.
And the Yankees also don't score runs for him, which is playing into it.
Yeah. Man, this is a big pivot start in Monty's season. If he drops today and kind of saves the Yankees' ass to stop their 3-game losing streak, I think that would be a massive confidence builder for the team, for him. He hasn't had a dud all season. You know, his bad start has been our joking Yankees bad start, the 5 innings, 3 earned runs. He's got to give an effort today. Cole gave him length yesterday, but he also got hit a little bit. Where are you at with Monty, Biebs?
I trust him to be effective with whatever length of time he pitches. That said, this Orioles team, I guess if you're a left-handed pitcher, should give you some pause. But they have a lot of guys who in theory hit lefties well, but they're still the Orioles, and Monty's still having a really good year. I'm in a good place with him.
Okay. The Orioles lineup tonight, Mullins, Mancini, Santander, Hayes, who's becoming a Yankees killer, Mountcastle, Rushman, Urias, Odor, Mateo. So, yeah, when you put what Urias did yesterday off of Cole, knocked him around the yard. I mean, their top 7 is real in Baltimore. I keep hammering it home. This isn't a joke of a Baltimore team, and they have their best starting pitcher going this year. Bruce Zimmerman, 8 games started, a 3.48 ERA. If you believe in baseball and seeing a pitcher more, the Yankees, their first time seeing Bruce Zimmerman, excuse me. He went 5 innings, 0 earned runs. Good job, Bruce. That was a 5-0 game the Yankees lost, famously. He saw the Yankees again at the stadium, 4.1, 3 earned runs. Okay, Yankees got to him a little more. They saw him a third time. He matched up with Monty. Last time these two teams played, Yankees, 5 innings pitched, 5 earned runs. The lineup that day in Baltimore was DJ, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Glaber, Hicks. The same top 6 today. And then it was IKF, Higgy, and Marwin. So Donaldson and Gallo sat, which the Yankees are doing again. So that's kind of funny. I think we just got in the Yankees' brains a little bit. They put out the exact same lineup,
basically,
for the top 6. You add Andujar, they do the catcher swap. That's pretty funny in hindsight. And the other big thing to watch, and it does tie back to Andujar, is the defense today. Hicks, who's in borderline, I don't want to say a defensive slump, but the arm isn't there. The couple hustle plays were weird. He is in center field today with Miguel Andujar in that big Yankees left field that Brett Gardner patrolled for years as basically a center fielder, with the lefty Monty on the mound. You wonder if that affects how Monty pitches. Fly balls to left today are interesting. So, yeah, a lot of different dynamics to watch for on the field today. The pitching path to victory. Kind of we knew Wandy would pitch yesterday. He did. He threw 15 pitches. The good news in Yankees land, and I know people don't want to hear about Cole's end-of-day performance. He pitched 8 innings, handed it to Wandy. You reset the bullpen a little bit, which is Clay Holmes ready for the save with now 2 days off. We feel confident about that. He's also a guy that can give you a 1.1, 1.2 pretty easily. He's done that this year. Clay Holmes is available. We're going to assume Mike King is out. He threw 33 2 days ago. He could be in. It's a popular discussion in Yankees land, toeing the slab. We mentioned it on Talking Yanks earlier today a little bit. If they do start transitioning him to a 1-2-inning guy and they just say this is what we're doing this year, he would be available today. So that's a mini what to watch for.
Yeah, he's certainly available. At least as far as we would know, but there's a very good chance he's part of tomorrow's plan with Sears starting.
Right, and that's that also brings in kind of the Clark Schmidt effect here. Schmidt hasn't pitched in a while. He's probably Sears' piggyback because we looked it up today. Sears is stretched out to like 65 pitches. Schmidt is stretched out. That feels like a tomorrow thing, which maybe you get King involved. Litke should be very available. Miguel Castro should be available. Luisaga, in theory, but they might want to give him another day.
So let him reset. But should be if you need him.
And especially with Chapman out. So Clay Holmes, I think they'd love to use Litke and Castro to get there. But
yeah,
we're starting to walk a tightrope in the bullpen. It's not as easy as it was like a week ago. Yeah. Marinaccio's back there.
Yeah, outside of the time he got lit up, I guess he's been largely effective. It's like 4 games. But yeah, we're at a point with where this bullpen's at and where usage has been lately that like you gotta use somebody that you might be sweating a little bit about going into a game.
Yeah, maybe it's a Monty for like 5.1, 5.2. Marinaccio to get you out of the inning. And then it's like a Litke, Castro, Clay Holmes. Or can you go Litke to Castro?
Depending on the lane, I guess. If the lefties are coming.
That's what it looks like, and yeah, I guess circle Mike King. That's going to be an interesting decision that the Yankees are going to have to make. Because in theory, if you do go Mike King today for 1 or 2 innings, then you can kind of fully reset Johnny Laza, Castro, who those guys have been used, just popped a popper thing. Okay. Okay, there's your pitching path to victory. Yeah. Which brings us to
Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft.
The Homer Draft is brought to you by SeatGeek. Hello, SeatGeek. SeatGeek code pregame. Because you're watching the pregame show, people. It's not science. I'm never doing science here. Code pregame for SeatGeek. Get $20 off your first purchase. Go to the Yankee game tonight. Go see me. Try to pants me.
Try it.
One layer. Them's the rules. Just be careful.
No doubles.
Go easy. Go easy. Thank you, SeatGeek. Use code pregame. Go to the game. Maybe go to the Rangers game. Go to a Mets game. I don't care. Go wherever the hell you want. Save yourself concerts. $20. It's easy. BBD. You got yesterday.
Yeah.
Judge had been 0 for 8 against Jordan Lyles. Believe and do. I took Judge and Stan. I got the two Judge homers yesterday. Cheers to me. I get a first pick today. You had took Rizzo and Floreal. Not as many homers.
Fewer homers.
You got the over-under right, though. So there's wins to be had.
Yeah.
Let's see. Looking at the lineup, do you believe in Andujar? That's a fun one. I will go. You know what? Maybe the Yanks will start doing this thing where if they sit, they get a little pissed off. I will go DJ. DJ sat yesterday, pinch hit at bat, find the porch kid. And I'll follow him with Rizzo, as you took him yesterday. So DJ and Rizzo for me.
Nice. DJ among the names I was considering.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't let Judge go again. So
yeah.
And you know, Yankees, you live in fear, especially in an Orioles series that they would try to sneak him a day off even with the loss yesterday. I'm using my Judge pick. And then I will be going Glaber with my other pick.
Glaber Torres. Another porch guy. Five hole Glaber slides down. He do anything yesterday?
I think I remember one hit.
Yeah, he had a hit up the middle, yeah. Right? One for four. Okay.
Saw it.
Stan with nothing. IKF with nothing.
Yeah. Stanton, part of me wants to do it because first time seeing a lefty in a little bit, I think. But it doesn't look super connected right now.
Yeah. He's looking a little funky right now.
He's not passing the eye test at the moment and got other options. Maybe he's there tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe the lefty gets him out of it. Righty Hicks, Andujar get passed over. Okay. Trevino. That was the Homer Draft brought to you by SeatGeek. Code pregame. Ew. The over-under. I do not know what it is.
I do.
Monty Zimmerman. Yesterday's game goes over. Cole has the 4-run third inning. Yeek. I will guess that they put the over-under at 8.5.
7.5 again.
Really?
Yeah. Run it back.
Very interesting. 7.5. Well, that's free money. Because, again, I'm going to the game, so it'll be the over.
Yeah, rules are rules. You have to pick that.
I will be taking the over.
And when Monty's on the mound, it is unders. Sure. So I'm picking the under.
Sure. Yeah, but I'll be there. I'm gonna place the bet right now. 7.5?
7.5.
They've never scored for Monty. I get it, I guess.
Yeah.
Today's the day. Today's the day they blow up a certain. They're seeing Zimmerman for the fourth time.
They like got him last time.
It's May 24th. It's May 24th. They're seeing him for the fourth time. And it's the same top six. And seventh might be a little bonus point today. Come on, Papadou.
Could be nice.
Papadou Andujar.
Yeah, this is the last time we see the Orioles until the second half.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
They open the second half. Well, they open with that Houston doubleheader on the Thursday, but Baltimore. Three-game set as the first series post-break, after the break.
Man, I know I said it at the start, and I know if you're a Yankees fan watching the Talking Yanks pregame show, you already know, but kind of a big game. Kind of a big game. Yankees have lost three in a row. You're at home. This is to the Orioles. This is to the Orioles. Before a big Tampa series, Red Sox have momentum. Like, This would be... The season has had electric feels between Judge currently being the AL MVP, between the Yankees winning a ton of games and best record. This is one you got to get. And this would be huge for Monty. If Monty could have his, like, seven-inning shutout start, seven-inning one earn, something like that, that would be massive for this team. You're seeing Zimmerman for the fourth time. Like, have a big night, Yankees. Have a big night. It's all set up for that. Premonitions. Do you see what I see? What was my premo yesterday?
Ooh.
I always forget.
IKF didn't get his warning track shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't Judge two homers, although it should have been. DJ's been making a lot of nice plays at third, which is half making me eat crow. Glaber was close to making another nice play. How about this? I got it.
Found it?
Got it. Big double play ball in the first two innings. Monty looking for his stuff, trying to find it. Couple guys on. You're like, hey, easy, Monty. Maybe it's bases loaded. And Monty rolls a big double play ball, locks in from there. That's how he ends up getting his nice start, like 6.1, one earned runs. Bang. Big early double play ball.
I like that.
Beefer?
I like that a lot. Barely need some grounders today.
Yeah.
Trevino's walking.
Okay.
He's been enjoying his walks lately, I think.
Trevino walk.
He's been realizing that's a way he can be valuable with a stick.
A little bold for my liking. Oh, yeah, I said Trevino broken bat single yesterday.
Got a single.
A lot of Trevino stuff. Yeah, I don't know if the bat broke. It was towards the end of the bat. Looked like the wood stayed intact. Maybe the chip came off.
This is the kind of contact that for a Judge would be a broken bat single.
Yeah. Like the slightest piece of wood. Okay, got it. All right, people. 7:05 start. 7:05 start.
Like to me.
I will be in the building. Let's go Rangers. Let's go Yanks. Joe's McFly. Sea Life. We will see you back here. I don't know if we're doing pregame show tomorrow. We will definitely be doing the series recap. And hopefully the tone, like 30 hours from now is very different. Is very different. So Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.